way, I'll be visiting next week in person for a presidential press conference. An honor, by the way, which has not been granted to many reporters outside of the Washington Press Corps. From Washington, the new Secretary of Agriculture, John Block, who, by the way, is a hog farmer, announced that President Reagan...
Reagan.
Who, by the way, is a rancher, would be making a farm subsidy announcement as soon as he studies the subsidy study. This is Les Nessman saying, this is Les Nessman.
Where's the button?
Hey, don't touch it.
Call the wires.
Les,
no, don't touch the button.
Les Nessman.
News speaking of the Ohio Valley.
And now, a Les Nessman commentary.
Do you mind?
Cincinnati's award winner
John
offers his perspective on the events that shape our world, our community, and our lives.
America? Who was that lady I saw you with last night? Could it have been the sweet seductress known as the Communist Conspiracy? Was it she who stood under the streetlight luring the farm boys with her broad shoulders? Beware! Think about it. This is Les Nessman.
Not again, Les, please.
Hi, Booker T and the MGs.
Les.
Hello, Andy.
Les, Les. Are you going to yell at me?
Of course not, Les. I don't yell. I'm an easygoing guy with a natural ability to lead. People just seem to want to do what I tell them.
Look, Les.
Thank you, Andy.
Now, Les, I'm not here to talk about your commentary. As a matter of fact, I won't even mention it beyond saying if you ever do it again, I will yell at you severely. Now, what I wanted to talk to you about was your trip to Washington for the presidential press conference. We've run into a snag.
Mr. Carlson said I could go. He even suggested I spend the whole week there.
Well, Les, that was my idea. And the snag is not on our end.
What is it, Andy?
The White House press office called me and told me they're going to hold your credentials. The Secret Service seems to have the impression that you might pose some sort of threat. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's because I work for a rock and roll station, isn't it?
I don't know about that. Like I said, we have reached a snag, but listen, we're not about to just throw in our cards.
Well, don't they know who I am? Don't I have a reputation?
But we're not going to let that stand in our way.
Hi. You guys know where the fire extinguisher is?
If you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's when he promised me the dream trip to Paris in April.
Oh, Paris in spring.
That's why I want to surprise him. Would you help me brush up on my French?
Sure.
I put together a few key phrases that I think I just might need. They're right here.
Okay.
Morning, ladies.
Not now, Herb. Okay.
Thank you for a lovely evening.
Merci beaucoup pour un soir parfait.
That's perfect. Have you forgotten to take your heart pills? Oh, Jennifer.
Avez-vous oublié à prendre votre médecine du cœur?
Good, that's good.
Might come in handy.
Please don't spoil this special evening with such suggestions.
Heck, I'm too busy to parley-boo around here anyway.
No, Herb.
What?
Mr. Carlson is having a very private meeting, and he told me not to let just anyone else in.
Who's in there?
Andy Less and Mr. Carlson?
I don't suppose you know what they're talking about.
Well, not exactly. But I'm pretty sure it's not a meeting to bring in some gung-ho guy in sales to sell this station the way it should be sold.
The Secret Service has refused our newsman because they say he poses some possible threat.
Threat? To who? They're afraid of a little honest journalism. They know me for the hard-hitting, bare-knuckle kind of guy I am.
I'm sorry about this, Les. I mean, I really am. Maybe we could send you someplace else for a week or two. Say a farm community with a fast-breaking livestock scandal.
Mr. Carlson, it's no longer a question of... No, just getting Les out of town for a few days.
Fast-breaking livestock scandal?
Les has a right to find out why he's been turned down by the Secret Service. You know, it might be a mistake.
They're afraid of me. Afraid of my mind.
Then on the other hand, it might not be a mistake. But the point of it is, Les... We should go down to the federal building and we should get to the bottom of this thing. And I think a show of support from his employer would be very helpful, sir.
I mean, really, really good thinking, Travis. Nobody's going to push one of our reporters around, at least not without a fight. Well, you just go on and take the rest of the afternoon if it's necessary. And if you have to call in the big artillery, you know where to find me.
As I was saying, in the words of Hal Holbrook, when he was playing the part of Mark Twain,
let's go.
Excuse me, sir. Looking for the branch office of the Secret Service.
Just a minute.
Eddie, is this it or not?
Just a minute.
Oh. Now, can I help you?
Building directory said that this is the room, but then it says Treasury Department here on the door.
You see, the Secret Service is part of the Treasury Department, but very few people seem to know that.
I knew it.
Well, good. This is Arthur Carlson, general manager of WKRP Radio. Les Nessman over there, our newsman, and I am Andy Travis, the program director.
You are Special Agent Berwick?
Tell me, sir, are you familiar with our station?
Is it here in town?
Yes, it is. Look, now, Mr. Berwick.
Special Agent Berwick.
Right. Thanks, sir. Special Agent Berwick, the office, the Washington office, said you might be able to help us here.
D.C.?
Yes. We want to find out why our newsman's credentials were held up for President Reagan's press conference this next week.
You people are afraid of me.
Uh-huh.
Les Nessman here is no threat to anyone.
It's a serious matter. A lot of people think we get a little carried away in our security measures, but... Nessman? A.K.A. the news beacon of the Ohio Valley.
Ooh.
Well, here it is.
Here what is?
It's your radical affiliations, Mr. Nessman.
What radical affiliations?
Well, I am a member of the Hoedown Square Dancing Club.
No. No, I'm talking about your father.
Daddy?
Twice accused of selling government secrets.
My father ran a laundromat in Dayton, Ohio.
Well, according to this information, he was also a barber at the Pentagon for a time.
Which Pentagon?
As well as a proven card-carrying communist.
Communist? Well, obviously, you have the wrong news beacon.
Right. And it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
We're not doing too good, are we?
Les, there's nothing funny about this.
I know. And I don't want to hear any more bogus information about Daddy. Excuse me.
Oh, no, wait, no, Les. No,
I have to get back to work, Andy. After which, Special Agent Berwick... I'll be writing a rather fiery letter to my congressman.
Wait a minute, Les. I better see about Les. I'll see you back at the station.
Les! Andy, wait a minute.
I hope you can back up your accusations, Mr. Berkhouse.
It's Berwick.
It is inconceivable to me that Les Nessman's father was a communist.
Was? Is.
Uh-huh. Well, now, you see, now that proves that this thing is full of mistakes because his father died 3 years ago. I went to the funeral. Every laundromat manager in Dayton was at that thing.
No, that was his stepfather. I'm talking about his real father.
I
I don't know what you're talking about, mister, but I can tell you this. That kid is no more of a radical communist threat than I am.
Your name is Trump.
Oh, now wait.
Andy Trump.
Jennifer, Les and Andy get back here yet?
We...
Tell him I want to see him in my office then right away. No, on second thought, just tell Les. No, just call them both. We had time to get in here.
Les, you can't continue to go off half-cocked like this. Mr. Carlson, you're still pretty shook up. Now, I told him we have a legal recourse in this matter.
Andy, will you please leave my office? I knew I was right in the very beginning. Now, you shouldn't be in here. This is a private matter.
Leave? Me?
Well, I attend all the meetings.
Les, you're pretty close to your mother, aren't you?
Yes, of course. Everybody should be.
Yeah, I know that. That, though, is not what I was trying to say.
What is it, Mr. Carlson?
Les, have you ever talked to your mother about your dad?
Yes, of course, Mr. Carlson. Mother has told me on numerous occasions how Daddy was planning to build an empire on the 25-cent unlimited dry.
No, Les. It's not exactly what I... Would you sit down, please? I talked to Secret Agent Burhouse after you left, and... Well, there's no way to tell you this, Les, except straight out. Les, your father, he's alive.
Well, he's buried.
I'm not talking about Lester Nessman Sr. I've seen all the papers. I've seen the birth certificate, the hearing transcripts, the IRS reports.
I don't think I want to hear any more of this.
Listen, your father's real name is Harvey Morehouse. He's communist, or was. He divorced your mother just about the time you were born. Now, the Secret Service assumes that you know all of this because he's your radical affiliation. And that's only because his barbershop's over in Kentucky, a couple of hours away.
Why didn't she tell me?
I don't know.
Mother hates divorce. She hates it, just like she hates communism. She always told me that communists are unreliable.
Call her, Les. Go on. Call your mother right now and ask her.
You stay with me while I think about it?
Sure.
You are thought of as an easygoing guy with a natural ability to lead. People seem to want to do what you tell them to do.
Get everything straightened out in there?
I guess so. Les is on the phone. You know how these things go.
Not firsthand.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm not going to get rich off you, am I? There's not too much to cut there. You here for a haircut or a seance?
Haircut, I guess.
Huh. That's good. You came to the right place. Sit down.
Thanks.
just a trim.
Sure glad you didn't order a flat top.
You're Harvey Morehouse, aren't you?
Ah, you heard of my sense of humor, huh? Glad to meet you, Mr.
Nessman. Les Nessman.
Ah, tell you the truth, you're only the eighth customer I've had all day. Men don't want to get haircuts anymore. They just want to get styled, curled.
Does the name mean anything to you?
Whose?
Nessman.
No. Why, should it? You somebody important?
What are your feelings about politics?
Politics? You sure like to jump around your conversation, don't you? Yeah, that's okay. Nessman. Wait a minute. Wasn't there a Nessman with the Reds back in the mid-50s?
The Reds?
Yeah. Second base. It was a shortstop. Hey, is that your father?
I went to the ball games with my father.
Oh. Well, it wasn't him in the infield, huh?
It wasn't really my father. He was my stepfather.
Oh.
I thought of him as my father, and I still do.
Good for you. Would you relax a minute here? You're screwed up diner in a pig's tail.
Pig's tail? You're just baiting me, aren't you? You have any children that you know of?
That's a funny joke. Pretty old, but it's funny.
Do you have any children?
No, not really. Well, I have a boy, but I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him or his mother since he was 1 month old. I bet he's a good-looking kid.
How do you know?
Because I'm his father. You don't laugh at anything, do you? Why?
I mean, how do you know you haven't seen him? He could have come in here for a haircut.
Oh, no, no. He doesn't live around here. He lives in Dayton. Besides, I know. It'd take me a while to recognize him, but I know.
I'm from Dayton.
No kidding. Hey, maybe you know him.
Moved to Cincinnati.
You came all the way from Cincy for a Harvey Morehouse haircut? Hey, wow.
Mr. Morehouse, why don't you find your son?
No, he's better off wherever he is. I know that.
Mr. Morehouse.
Look, call me Pops. Everyone does.
Pops. It's funny that's your nickname because...
Wait a minute, let me tell you something. When I gave up my son years ago, I did it to save the boy a lot of trouble. Without getting into it, I didn't want any of the things they claimed that I was doing to be put on him. It'd be terrible to start life ashamed of your own father. Terrible. You know?
Yes, I do.
Any time that I think about finding him now, I was just to kind of say hello, you know? Well, I just have to remind myself that I couldn't do the one good thing I did for the boy. Oh, that's it. Come on, $3. See, you're slipping back into your trance again. Three out of five.
Keep it.
Ooh. You can come back anytime.
Thank you, Mr. Morehouse. Pops. Will. I'll be back.
That's good. Good.
Strange kid. Good looking boy. No sense of humor at all, though.
Tenez, vous êtes un petit bourgeois.
Oh, that's beautiful. What does it mean?
Well, loosely, René, in my eyes, you are less than a sniveling worm.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, we don't seem to agree on who fouled it up, but I think we know who fixed it.
Well, I helped.
Yeah.
Ready?
Of course.
Hi, Les.
Hello, Mr. Carlson.
Les.
How'd it go?
Fine.
Oh, good.
Real good. Guess I just I'm a little curious. You know, I've even fantasized that my mother wasn't really my mother. Because that wasn't too bad.
Hey, wait about 10 seconds and turn it on.